whose side are you going to be on for this one? The bride or her friend? A bride is angry that her African-American friend didn't want to attend her wedding at a plantation. Let me continue here. According to the bride-to-be, all was well until she announced the location to her bridal party, which is comprised of her four closest girlfriends. The bride's friend said, "I told you then, you know, like back in the day they had a conversation, I could not be part of a wedding that had happened at a plantation. I firmly believe that all plantations should be museums that highlight the atrocities and injustice towards my African-American community." They talked about it in great deal, exactly like why they felt that way, and that she still loves her, and that outweighs everything. But she's like, "Look, you don't have to worry about it. I'm not gonna have my wedding at a plantation if it bothers you that much."
So she's changing it now?
Well, that's what they said back in the day. That's what the conversation they had back in the day. But fast forward to now, the bride's decided, yeah, I really want to have it at this plantation location. The bride's friend said appearing at a plantation wedding could harm her career. To be pictured and seen at a plantation wedding could cause harm to my professional reputation. And as much as I love you, I cannot make that sacrifice. Although the bride's friends have actually, she's bowed out of the official duty. She said, "Look, I love you, but I can't be part of this thing at the plantation." She's saying that she still would offer to pay for the half of her gown, be involved in the bridal shower, and attend the bachelorette party if the bride would still like her to be there. The bride's friend said, "Please let me know. Please know that my issue with the chosen venue does not translate to any issue with you or your fiance. I love you both, and I'm so happy for you two." She said, "He's the answers to so many prayers that I prayed for you when it comes to you spending the life with somebody that you love." So, the bride's getting a lot of heat for this online, saying you totally should not have done it at that location, especially because, I don't know, I guess to me that seems like so weird that it's a conversation you'd have way back in the day with one of your girlfriends. Am I wrong about that? Do you talk about your girlfriends, like, where you would have a wedding at and where you wouldn't? Like, oh,
yeah,
make sure you don't do it here.
Yeah, I mean, we've talked about our dream weddings and where we'd like to get married. So, I mean, that's not unbelievable to me. I think it's sad. I think it's sad that this woman is letting something like this get in the way of her friendship. And I mean, I know she's saying, like, "I don't have a problem with you" or whatever, but obviously that is going to put a little damper on the situation. She's not going to her best friend's wedding.
Is it going to look bad for her, though? Like, if that's what she's saying as an African-American woman?
If that's the
woman?
Case, then that's a problem. That's a problem. You cannot hold that against her. This is something that happened so long ago. You know, I don't know how many times have white people said how sorry we are, how awful of a situation that was. It's like, at some point, if that it is holding that much of a darkness over you, and I'm not saying that racism doesn't exist. Of course it doesn't. It's awful and disgusting, and we have to call it out whenever that happens. But I mean, as far as like old, you know, places of business or whatever where things like this would have happened, I mean, if that was the case, how many restaurants, how many elementary schools, how many places in America then are people not going to be allowed to go in? I mean, that's everything. It's never going to be enough. You know what I mean? Like, what is going to be the standard of enough to like make, you know, people feel better that are still upset about it? I think at a certain time, you just gotta be like, it's awful and everything, but don't let that hold such a darkness over you. And I mean, it's just a wedding.
317-239-1009. You can call in and be part of this conversation here on the Joe and Alex Show.
I would assume it's the fact that an old plantation is profiting off, is like still making a profit off their land when people believe that they should be museums to recognize the awful atrocities that happened there, instead of them making some sort of profit and being a place of celebration. It's kind of like the symbolization of like what that was. And it also, I mean, for me, I would kind of think like it also is trying to cover up or like make me forget what happened there.
Really?
And what was happening there. And also, like, I can't speak what I would do in a situation like that if, like, I was, because I've never in my life walked a minute in someone's shoes that was a minority or had dealt with racism or anything like that. So I can't say. So.
All right. Well, thank you, Liv the Web Girl. Hey, good morning. You're on the Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
It's Nikki.
Nikki, where are you calling from today?
I'm calling from Speedway area.
All right. Hey, thanks for being part of the Joe and Alex Show. You heard this. What do you think? Whose side are you on? Are you on the friend that said, "Look, I can't be part of this. I love you, but I'm not going to go to a plantation for a wedding"? Or are you kind of on the bride's side?
To be honest, I'm on the bride's side. like Alex said, this has happened so long ago. And yes, I'm a minority, and I would go to the wedding if my best friend had it on a plantation, or it's just a nice mansion. Like, I mean, she's taking it way too deep. She's taking it to another level, and even talking about her job, I'm just like, unless you work for Black Expo or something like that, where, you know, you're seen with the...
Yeah, like, hey, what are you doing over here? What's this?
Right.
And I mean, it ain't like she's sitting here talking about it's a cotton picking theme or something, like we're about to sit here and have all the blacks just serving. You know, she's not sitting here making it like it's some type of slave wedding. So, yeah, homegirl's blown it way out of proportion. Go and support your girlfriend.
I agree.
Yeah, thank you so much for calling into the Joe and Alex Show. Let's get some more calls here from you. 317-239-1009. Let's kick things off this morning with Dee Dee. She is in Brownsburg. Hey, Dee Dee.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
What do you think?
Okay, so I'm an African-American woman, and I completely understand where this girl is coming from, the one that can't go to the wedding.
Okay.
So my grandparents, they still talk about this. So it's one of those things that evokes an emotion. It really does. And just hearing about it is giving me chills. Have you ever, like, been into a place and it kind of just gives you the heebie-jeebies?
Sure.
It's like that. So if you look at it like that, and I know you keep saying, you know, it's so long ago. It really, really wasn't, unfortunately. And I hear these stories, and I'm just upset that the friend who's getting married doesn't understand that, because it invokes an emotion. I don't know if that makes sense.
No, it does, Dee Dee, and that's, everybody's got a different perspective here. So I appreciate you calling in, and also appreciate you listening to the Joe and Alex Show.
Absolutely. I love you guys.
Love you.
A little disappointed in Alex's girlfriend. I thought she would understand this.
No, I don't, because I think it's interesting that you're saying it just wasn't so long ago, but Dee Dee, and I'm lovingly asking this, you know, if you're speaking about things like segregation or whatever, which would be the most recent thing, then are you avoiding certain schools or certain places of business all these years later just because once upon a time they had segregation?
No, I am a professional. I'm an executive at a company. I completely get it. I go about my life. I grew up in an all-white environment. I have been completely able to be around everybody, and I love everybody, and some of my best friends are white. So, no, not at all. It's just that it does invoke an emotion out of me to hear about it. And that's simply kind of where it is. And I think that's just kind of where her values stand.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Dee Dee, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex Show. Let's talk to, let's see here. Adora, you're on the west side here. Hey, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What do you want to say?
Hi. I am also a African-American female. And I just want to piggyback off of what Dee Dee said.
Yeah.
When I did hear, you know, the story today, my blood kind of like boiled a little bit, just because how can, you know, the bride that says that she's the bridesmaid's friend, how can she still go about, you know, doing this when it makes the bridesmaid uncomfortable?
Well, the only thing I can think of is, and I'm trying to see both sides here. You know me, I'm always flip-flopping between, like, I want to see everybody's side. At the same time, it's like, okay, it's not about the friend that's African-American. It's not her wedding. It's her friend's wedding. I mean, do you think maybe you should just, I don't know if suck it up's not the word, but just like say, okay, I have reservations about this. I don't really think this is the best location, but I love you so much as my girlfriend, and you're such a good person in my life that I'll still be there for your special day.
Right. No, that's a very valid point. And I applaud the bridesmaids for still saying, you know, I'm still there for you. I still love you guys. But, you know, being African-American, you are always aware of, you know, of where you are because of your race. You are always aware of that. So
what would you say to the venue owners that have had African-Americans get married there before? Then what about people that are African-American that actually get married themselves there?
Well, I mean, it's also a personal decision. I mean, different people feel different things about this subject, so I can't speak for those people who do have their weddings there, but I'm just speaking for me personally.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Hey, thank you, Adora, for calling in today on the West Side. We appreciate you.
Thank you. Love you guys.
Love you.
Love you, too. 317-239-1009. Let's see here. We'll go to line number one. I'm sorry. Yeah, line number one. And is this Ania?
Anijah.
Gosh, you know what? I can't get a single name right. I know you live in Broad Ripple. We could be neighbors. What do you think? Should the bridesmaid, should she go to the wedding, or is she doing the right thing saying, you know what, I love you, but I'm not going to go to your wedding because it's at a plantation?
No, I think if she was an honest friend, she should just go say, you know what, I'm going to just go for the wedding, and afterwards, I'm going to dip. Like, I don't want to be here, so just go there, support your friend, and leave. I'm African-American, so if my friend chooses a place to go for a wedding, I'm going to go there because I love my friend, and I want to be there for a special day. But I understand, like, it's a plantation. You might get the heebie-jeebies. So as soon as you feel like the creeps, say, okay, I got to go. Let me get out of here. Like, just dip.
But what better way to, if you do have a weird feeling about it because, you know, some horrible things had happened there years ago, what better way to, though, change those feelings than go to something beautiful, like a celebration of love with someone that you love getting married?
That's the hard. I don't know how to answer that because think about it. So people nowadays, they're going to feel their type of way no matter if it's beautiful or not. The image, this is the feeling that they get. Mm-hmm. I guess you could say no matter how people change their minds or stuff like that, they're going to feel a certain way.
Interesting
perspective. Like, I can bless this land or anything. They will still feel a certain way about
Would
it.
Would you at least stick around for a little bit to, like, enjoy the open bar?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm going to enjoy the bar. I'm going to enjoy the face to the extent. I don't care for the plantation no more. I'm going to bless my body and keep on walking.
Thanks, Anijah.
Hey, thanks. Let's take one more call, and we'll keep it in Broad Ripple this morning. Sarah, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What did you want to say with this?
So, at first, I was a little bit conflicted, but then I thought about it from a personal perspective. So I'm Jewish, so this isn't a thing, but if it was, so let's say the concentration camps in Europe, if they were not, most of them are now like historic sites that you can go through, which I think someone had argued that's what plantations should be, but let's say it was like it is here and you could have events there and it was beautiful property, like I would feel extremely uncomfortable as a Jewish person to be there and to feel like, wow, there's so much awful stuff that happened here. And now you're just trying to, like, not cover it up. But
isn't that what we should do as people, that after horrible tragedies, you do remember, just like today being 9/11, you remember, but you never forget. But then you can turn something horrible into something beautiful.
Would you want to go to a wedding at the site of 9/11? Like, wouldn't that...
No, but here's
It's weird.
And the same with Auschwitz. Like, there's one place. And here's the thing. There's one centralized place where something happened. So I think that's, like, you keep those things at a historical site. But when you're talking about southern plantations or whatever, I mean, there's, like, a bajillion of those in the United States. And then there's all these diners. And there's all of these schools. And there's all of these, I mean, we would have nowhere to go if we, with when it comes to segregation and or slavery, when you think about United States.
I think things that happen on plantations are different than segregation. That was a restaurant, an establishment that was deciding to not serve people, but there were other things going on. Things that were happening at a plantation were a group of people that did not have rights as a human beings. They did not have rights. They were owned.
Right.
That's different than having to drink out of a different water fountain. Both is not good, but people dying and being whipped and being treated like not humans on a piece of land and they were owned, that's different than a water fountain that they were not
allowed
to drink
out of. And I hear what you're
saying,
Liv, but this has been hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years ago. At some point, you have to,
we should forget about the concentration camps because that was so long ago.
No, I'm not saying forget. I'm saying, though, there has to come a point where you realize you remember and you pay respects and you educate people so that things like that don't happen again, but you have to let things go within yourself or you will never, like, you know what I mean? You will carry that burden in your life if you let that bother you like that so deeply and you can't move on or can't go to places or things like that.
I think that's easier for you to say because you've never had a family member that has been through that. You've never had a family member, a distant family member that was owned by a white person or that was not seen as a real human being or 100% a human being, like maybe a 3/4 of a person, or were beaten and weren't able to have any rights as a human being. So I think you're able to say that, but I think for a lot of people out there, it's hard for them too.
I really appreciate that you speaking on
sorry.
That.
Sorry.
Man,
you
are fired
up.
No, don't be sorry.
No,
listen,
I appreciate
the,
it.
The best part about the Joe and Alex show, talking third person, and everybody's still calling in. We have to take this onto social media now. At Joe and Alex Show. Give us a second. We'll put this up too. We'll put the story up and we'll ask you a question on Facebook. Radio Now 100.9 is that we all have opinions and we all contribute and everybody has a voice here and it's equal.
Absolutely.
Right.
And I love everything that Liv has to say. And, you know, my thing is that reparations for a race or a racial injustice will never be enough. You'll never know how much is enough. That's why I think at some point you just have to educate and realize, like, how horrible horrible something was and then choose to, you know, fill that void with something else, like Christ's love, and, you know, have that forgiveness and learn to forgive people. Because, you know, horrible things like that happen all the time, but you have to be able to move on with your life.